This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
And welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned, puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we, the people. It is Saturday, June 11th, 2022. We're in hour one of the broadcast. And as usual, I've got a lot of news and information planned to cover, take phone calls, next hour. Just a couple of things I wanted to get in quickly at the beginning of the broadcast in the honorable mention category. Geoengineeringwatch.org, they have the chemtrail documentary. The name of it is The Dimming. It's on YouTube. I know for we conspiracy factualists that this is something that's been covered many moons ago, but I'm here to tell you I was astonished at the video that's in this documentary. I mean, this is it. I don't think you can make a better documentary about the reality and the truth behind chemtrails than The Dimming. I mean, they actually fly up in a plane and get a sample from the chemtrail and take it to the lab, and then you can see all the results. I mean, just the still video shots of just the sky rolling. And as you watch all of these chemtrails, and it goes into other countries, it's really worth a watch. I'm going to throw that out there today, and then if anybody watches it this week and maybe wants to call in and comment on it, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it in the first hour, but like next week during the caller hour, if anyone wants to point out, it was quite jaw-dropping. And you can go to the website, geoengineeringwatch.org, and you can watch it for free. And there's a whole lot of information there. And again, it's on YouTube. So I wanted to get that in. Also, you know, here we are. It's June 11th. And I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this topic either, but I think it's always good to bring up June 8th, 1967, and the USS Liberty. I used to give away a documentary, Loss of Liberty. I haven't looked lately to see if it's still on YouTube. So much has been scrubbed. But like I've said before, I done the USS Liberty story on some regular terrestrial radio stations, and it was just unbelievable how, you know, people didn't believe it, and people in the military at the time, unaware, you know, you don't turn on the History Channel, right, and see a documentary telling the truth about the USS Liberty, and that just, you know, further tells you some of the many, many problems that we've got in this country with just a lapdog, prostituted, worthless propaganda machine disguised as the media, which, in a minute, I'm going to touch very briefly on the January 6th hearings, which I guess we'll just go into that now. But I turned that on. I tried to watch that for this broadcast, but I just couldn't watch it. I watched about 10 minutes of that, and it was just so sickening. They're trying to ram that white supremacy. They're trying to thread the needle that everyone that voted for Trump or supported Trump or came to the Stop the Steal rally is in some sort of vast conspiracy of white supremacists. I mean, a made for TV propaganda show trial theater at either its worst or best, according to your point of view. I mean, you have to watch lying scum lie while they know they are lying, and we know they are lying, and they know they're lying, and they lie anyway, and then the media pretends It's the truth. I mean, doesn't that about sum it up? And all the while, the just in your face hypocrisy of all of the rioting that went on, and there was no congressional hearings about any of that. Death, murders, arson, you name it. And of course, there's no congressional hearings about the pedophile ring that operated at the highest levels of the United States government. I mean, you know, I could go on and on. I could do the whole 2 hours just harping on the hypocrisy of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, because we've always got to have a Liz Cheney. You know, we've always got to have a nitwit Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, you know, John McCain. I could go on. You know, so it's such a farce. It's just such a farce. The federal government of the United States has just descended into just a cesspool of complete filth and corruption. And that just about sums that up. I tell you what, I couldn't put it any better, put it in perspective better, really, than Tucker did the other night. So this is about 3 minutes. Let's play audio one, please, Sam. Yes, yes, clip one, please, Sam.
Good evening and welcome to Tucker Carlson. You know, it tells you a lot about the priorities of our ruling class that the rest of us are getting yet another lecture about January 6th tonight from our moral inferiors, no less. An outbreak of mob violence, a forgettably minor outbreak by recent standards, that took place more than a year and a half ago, but they've never stopped talking about it. In the meantime, in the 18 months since January 6th, gas prices have doubled. Drug ODs have reached their highest point ever. The U.S. economy is now careening toward a devastating recession at best. And scariest and least noted of all, this country has never in its history been closer to a nuclear war. Yet the other networks cannot be bothered to cover any of that tonight. Instead, they've interrupted their regularly scheduled programming to bring you yet another extended primetime harangue from Nancy Pelosi and Liz Cheney about Donald Trump and QAnon. The whole thing is insulting. In fact, it's deranged, and we're not playing along. This is the only hour on an American news channel that will not be carrying their propaganda live. They are lying, and we are not going to help them do it. What we will do instead is to try to tell you the truth. We've attempted to do that since the day this happened. We hated seeing vandalism at the U.S. Capitol a year and a half ago, and we said so at the time. But we did not think it was an insurrection because it was not an insurrection. It was not even close to an insurrection. Not a single person in the crowd that day was found to be carrying a firearm, some insurrection. In fact, the only person who wound up shot to death was a protester. She was a 36-year-old military veteran called Ashley Babbitt. Babbitt was just over 5 feet tall. She was unarmed. She posed no conceivable threat to anyone. But Capitol Hill police shot her in the neck and never explained why that was justified. Those are the facts of January 6th. But since the very first hours, they have been distorted beyond recognition, relentlessly, culminating with last night. Last night, CBS Nightly News told its viewers that insurrectionists at the Capitol on January 6th, quote, caused the deaths of 5 police officers. That is a pure lie. There is nothing true about it, and they know that perfectly well. Here's reporter Bob Costa, who should be deeply ashamed to say something this dishonest.
Thursday's primetime hearing will take Americans back to January 6th, when an estimated 2,000 rioters breached the Capitol building, causing the deaths of 5 police officers.
It's hard to believe he said that. Rioters caused the deaths of 5 police officers. You just heard CBS News tell its viewers that. This must be the big lie theory. The more bewilderingly false a claim is, the more likely you will be to believe it. Apparently, that's what they're betting on.
All right, we can just cut that there. How about that? I mean, just blatantly lying to the public. I mean, it's no surprise to this audience. It's certainly no surprise to me. I expect them to lie. I'm surprised they didn't say 50 or 1,500 or whatever. It don't matter. All they do is lie. And I did catch, and I wish I'd have wrote down the name, but Glenn Beck interviewed one of the gentlemen that's in prison for the January 6th, going in the Capitol, and had him on the radio by phone, and it was this past week, and it was really interesting. This guy said that he just walked in. He said, you know, he wasn't yelling, he didn't break anything. He did walk in, and they used facial recognition and found out who he was and came and arrested him, and he's been in prison ever since. I mean, we've lost the country. I mean, you can just be arrested for entering the building, and you know, those that were tearing stuff up, yeah, I guess you could maybe justify some of that, but this, it's just so over the top. And you watch, the Republican Party's name should be changed to CAVE, because that's all they do, you know, is they're professional white flag erectors, every one of them. And that the fact that they're willing to discuss gun laws. I mean, they're talking about changing the age to 21 to buy a gun, which, you know, won't affect any. It's not going to stop any kind of mass shootings. It's ridiculous. But I saw a meme this week, and I thought I would share it. It says, you have to be 18 years old. 18-year-olds aren't mature enough to own guns, but 5-year-olds are mature enough to change their gender. Yeah, that about sums it up. That about sums it up. And you know, if you live in a society so tremendously violent and lawless, with mass murder prevalent, that's not an argument for gun control and disarming law-abiding citizens. That's an argument to everyone to carry more guns, to protect yourself and others with your guns, because the government has allowed, condoned, and created intentionally this class of civilizations, this very evil recipe, from drugs to movies to the music to the TV to the fake news to the glorification of depravity, the endless wars, massive in-your-face corruption, from the DOJ to the FBI to the CIA to the media to the CDC, the WHO, the UN, all Western countries. I could go on and on. But we can never let them take our guns. Not when we live in an open, in-your-face, undeniable tyranny. But they're going to try to do it. Go back and read what happened at Wounded Knee. You know, part of the Wounded Knee in 1890 was about disarming the Indians that hadn't willingly give up their guns. And, you know, it's hard to find. I interviewed Russell Means a couple of times. Met Russell Means a couple of times. I'll tell you one thing that's really got me about when I met Russell Means. This guy must have been, when he had that whole big Indian headdress on, you know, that big chief style, he looked like he was 7 foot tall. But anyway, Wounded Knee was the federal government. They don't want to admit to it. And if you read probably the Wikipedia account, it won't even mention it. But the biggest part of that, from my understanding of what I've read and talking to Russell Means and others, was to finish off the disarming of the Indians. And, in, you know, I've read different accounts of how many died, and then they try to claim they don't really know, and blah, 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 blah. But it looks like it was about 290, and about 200 of them was women and children. So, you know, I'm just throwing that out there because the government of the United States has massacred people in this country over gun control before. So, you know, I hear these people, oh, law enforcement won't take the guns, you know. I don't know. I don't bank on that. You know, I mean, I live in a small town where I really don't think that this sheriff's department would either. But what about the National Guard? What about the Highway Patrol? What about bringing troops in from somewhere else? What about the military? You know, I mean, when you look at the murder circus that we send around the world and the things that happen in those countries, massacring civilians, My Lai, the torture that took place in Iraq, I mean, are you really going to bank on that there's some sort of morality or any kind of rule of law or justice with the United States government that is attempting to railroad as many people as humanly possible over January 6th while turning a complete blind eye to all the rest. You know, the one thing, and I've got to get off of this because it makes me sick, and I feel like it's practically a waste of time, but the one thing that they harped on the most, from what I could tell, was where Ivanka, they interviewed her over the January 6th, and it says, in one of the most highly anticipated moments of the hearing, the committee showed a clip of its interview with Trump's daughter and former White House advisor Ivanka, in which she said she accepted her father's defeat in the 2020 election. I respect Attorney General Barr, so I accepted what he was saying, she said. Well, Ivanka, if you respect the former Attorney General Barr, you are a fool or a sellout traitor or both. And Trump was a fool for ever appointing him, you know? So really, in the big scheme of things, I really don't give a rat's ass about how Trump comes out of this because, I mean, he's either a buffoon or, you know, he made so many mistakes. Either they're deliberate or, you know, you made so many ridiculous mistakes until, you know, you're reaping a whole lot of this. You're reaping because of stupid choices you made. All right. I wanted to get this in. I've not seen this anywhere. Where is the source for it? Daily Mail UK. So I'm just going to read this, and then everybody can judge it for themselves or look into it. Because, I mean, I think this is news right here. And by golly, I've not seen it anywhere. Exclusive. Family of Bill Clinton advisor who admitted Jeffrey Epstein into the White House 7 times has blocked release of files detailing the death scene after he was found hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast at a ranch 30 miles from his home. Yeah, that almost makes the hair on the back of your neck stand up, right? But no news coverage of that. Top Clinton advisor Mark Middleton died by suicide. It's just common, you know, people get up in a tree, they hang themselves, but they've got a shotgun blast. At age 59 on May 7th, the Perry County Sheriff's Office in Arkansas confirmed Middleton was President Bill Clinton's special advisor who admitted, oh yes, Jeffrey Epstein, to the White House 7 of at least 17 times the pedophile visited. Wow. Now, I don't know. You know, I've heard it said, right? Isn't there a saying like birds of a feather flock together? Right? 17 times Jeffrey Epstein goes to the White House. Lester Holt, are you going to cover that? Are you going to make a mention of that? Well, hell no. The married father of two who lived in Little Rock shot himself at the Heifer Ranch in Perryville, 30 miles from his home. Daily Mail can now reveal Middleton's father, Larry, and his widow, Ray, are fighting to keep photos and other content of his death sealed. They can't let nothing out. The two filed for an injunction arguing that blocking the release of the footage would halt a proliferation of unsubstantiated conspiracy theories. They're worried about us. They're worried we're going to say it's a conspiracy theory. Or we're going to say it's a conspiracy, and they're going to say it's a conspiracy theory. The lawsuit claims the family had been harassed by hurtful and outlandish, unsupported, and offensive online articles regarding Middleton and his death. You know, they're making the new enemy disinformation, which the disinformation is actually just information they don't want you to have. I mean, we're not allowed. We're too juvenile to discuss any of these matters with our own opinions if we don't accept the ramming down our throat of their official narrative, which, you know, just happens to most all the time be BS. Perry County Sheriff Scott Montgomery said Middleton was discovered hanging from a tree with a shotgun blast to his chest. Now, no red flags there, right? After the petition was filed, Montgomery denied DailyMail.com's FOIA request for any of the paperwork on the case. So, you know, didn't that put you in mind of like Vince Foster or all them other murders and deaths and suicides around the Clintons? There used to be, I guess, you know, I'm sure I've got it, but there used to be, now we're getting way back into some conspiracy factualist information or material, I guess would be a better word. But there used to be like the Clinton murders. There was a DVD or probably VHS tape, to be honest, And I remember that being like at gun shows and stuff. And I guess they need to add to it, because I'm telling you what, that one doesn't pass the smell test. No, does it, guys? Coming up on a break, you're listening to The Alternative Media Affair. Back in moments.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Biden continues to push for more gun laws. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Last night, President Biden addressed the nation to push Congress for more gun control laws. He said, "For God's sake, how much more carnage are we willing to accept?" And he said, "Do something." Can't believe I'm about to say this, but I agree with Biden. We should do something. We should prosecute criminals and keep them in jail for their entire sentence. We should have armed police or security at all schools. We should enforce the gun laws already on the books. For example, prosecute people who lie on the FBI background check form. We should do everything we can to get more good guys with guns out visible in the public. We should fund our law enforcement and teach children to respect them again. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pacem, Parabellum.
Yeah, they do know what they're talking about. They lie and they lie and they lie and they lie. You know what? The truth is hate to those who hate the truth. I know many people in this audience that puts them in mind of one person, Frank Black. And I wanted to throw it out there. Frank was born on June 3rd. and he passed away on June 23rd. So I thought, you know, it's not the exact date, maybe not the closest to it, but I just thought I would throw it out there for a little bit of a reminder. Hey, you know what? I've not seen this being reported much either. The Times of Israel. Russia lashes Israel as satellite images show disabled Damascus airport after raid. You know, yeah, you know, Israel, they just go around willy-nilly, bomb and kill indiscriminately at will. Nobody says anything, and the United Nations doesn't do anything. It just goes on and on and on. You know, you can just look at the map of Israel in 1948 and then look at the map today and wonder, wow, what must have happened here? Moscow condemns vicious, provocative attacks. Both runways in Syrian capital hit three times. Israel has accused Iran of using civilian flights to transfer weapons to Hezbollah. You could use any justification, you know. They could say Iran said the moon was cheese, so we bombed Syria. Nobody. It's not going to matter. In an unusual bitter condemnation, Russia lashed out at Israel Friday following a pre-dawn strike blamed on Israel at the Damascus airport. An Israeli satellite intelligence firm published images showing significant damage to the runways, which it said disabled the entire airport. Russia's foreign ministry on Friday evening condemning the vicious practice of Israeli strikes on civilian infrastructure, which it said were provocative and in violation of the basic norms of international law. Israel frequently targets Iran-tied facilities and convoys in Syria and relies on a deconfliction mechanism agreed with Moscow to avoid direct confrontation with Russia. Israel's ties with Russia are being strained by the Ukraine conflict. However, Friday's bitter comments from Russia about the Syrian strike underlined the rising friction. So, yeah, maybe one day some country will have had enough. I figure Syria's probably had enough, right? But, I mean, Syria, you know, it's obvious we're just attempting to do to Syria what we successfully have already done to Afghanistan and Iraq and Libya. And the real salt in the wound is how the United States government frames itself that they care so much. You know I say that a lot, but it's the truth. They don't care. You know, in Ukraine, they care so much. You know, the same people, I saw this meme too, I wanted to share. The same people that are wanting to take your guns here in America are the same people that are applauding the Ukraine giving civilians machine guns. You know, it's just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. But Saudi Arabia's conflict with Yemen, it doesn't get any reporting. You know, that's A-okay. You know, Israel can kill some people in Syria, it's fine. But now, by golly, Russia better not try to take back the Donbass. We'll have none of that, you know. No matter that Ukrainians are killing people in the Donbass, see, that was okay. The United States government's supposed to sit over here and be the world arbiter and get to lay out at its whim, who's okay to murder and who is not okay to murder all around the world. It's just, it just reeks of such hypocrisy. Reuters reported this past week, a U.S. court on Monday issued warrants for the seizure of two luxury planes owned by Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich under U.S. measures imposed after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Court records showed that this is somewhat kind of new to me, where, you know, they don't let Russians compete in sports over this conflict. They confiscate all around the world Russia's money or their citizens' yachts or whatnot. If they want to compete in sports, they world sports, they're supposed to denounce the country they come from. You know, could you imagine if China was telling the U.S. government something like that, or Mexico or anybody else? I don't know. With this administration, who knows what they would do. I have the clip. I don't know. I may play it. I may not. But Biden was on the Jimmy Kimmel show. And, I mean, I'm surprised they even let him. I guess, though, in the big scheme of things, does it really matter if Biden goes around and just looks like a deranged buffoon? I mean, he tripped going up the steps again this week. But their push for for gun control, and then the sickening fact that, you know, you always got a bunch of sellout trader Republicans that's willing to go along with the latest thing, even though, you know, we get back to the bottom line, murder is illegal, you know, no matter how you carry it out or why or where, it's going to be illegal. So you're talking about people that's decided that they're not going to obey the law. They're going to commit crime. It's never going to be. You never could 100% prevent any of this. And these laws are just, you know, it's just an open in your face attempt to make guns as difficult as possible for regular law-abiding citizens. I mean, it's just that plain. All right, coming up on a break, you're listening to the Alternative Media Fair. I'm back in moments.
In a metal way, I feel the power rolling off the stage. Cause only one thing really sets me free.
The truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
I wanted to throw this out there just because of its how strange things have become and how much things have changed. I caught by accident on YouTube a little bit of the 2022 Grammys. I'm not sure when they were. I think they were a while back. But actually, Slayer played at the Grammys this year, 2022 Slayer. You know, I grew up where you couldn't even listen to like Ozzy Osbourne on the radio. They didn't play that, you know, Metallica was the same way, and certainly Iron Maiden. But what I found really interesting about this was when they played, and I'm not a Slayer fan, I don't like the type of music, you can't understand it, but Paul McCartney, Will Smith, all of the ones you'd expect to be there, were singing the lyrics. You know, you can't even make out what these lyrics are, but they were all lip-syncing the lyrics, and I don't know if they rehearsed it so much that they did that, but they were all into it, all into it. So all of this, you know, 60s plus, some of them maybe 70 plus crowd lip syncing Slayer. I found that interesting. Well, here's one I wanted to get in. I'm going to probably butcher this name, but Lyudmila, I'm not sure. Denisova, the former Ukrainian parliamentary commissioner for human rights, was removed from her position following a vote of no confidence, 234-9, after she was accused of pushing misinformation about mass rape and child sexual abuses by Russian soldiers in the occupied territories, which were unsupported by evidence. She has now admitted that she largely exaggerated reports of sex crimes in an effort to convince the world to provide weapons and pressure on behalf of the regime in Kyiv. The media was quick to publish this woman's false claims, but couldn't care less about correcting the record. This is from needtoknow.news. Yeah, boy, isn't that the truth? Journalist Chris Mayen says that Zelensky and his underlings have been lying nonstop about every aspect of the war from the very beginning in an attempt to con the West into World War III. What really makes this story truly noteworthy is that Denisova was actually punished. Yeah, that is very surprising that anyone lying, ratcheting up deaths in this conflict would be punished, because here, if she worked for the Biden administration, she would be promoted probably to a cabinet member, right? Just unbelievable. And you know, the only place, and any, you know, next hour, I'm going to be taking phone calls next hour, you can add to that, add to this, feel free. But the pictures that are been published by the Daily Stormer of all these people that it appears to me like, now, I'm not there and I don't know, so I'm just taking what I can from the story. It appears like, I guess, the Ukrainian people are taping their own people to these light poles. Who? I mean, I've read the stories a couple of times, and it's just so bizarre. And a lot of them, like, they strip them and tape them to these light poles. I don't know. Maybe next hour someone can share what they think. Back to the story I didn't get to finish because of the break about confiscating Russia's billionaires' toys. I just wanted to get these numbers out here. It's a $350 million Boeing 787 Dreamliner and a $60 million Gulfstream G650ER that the United States government is attempting to confiscate from Russian billionaire Roman Abramovich. Do you reckon he has any animosity toward like the United States government, when I don't know that he in any way is directly related with the foreign policy of the Russian government? I said this a long time ago when everyone was condoning waterboarding and condoning all this torture that the United States government was admitting to, and what was that governor from Alaska that was running? I forget her name, but y'all all know who I'm talking about. She said we just call that a little water baptism, waterboarding. But you know, if they had ever put pictures of American troops being waterboarded, any country in the world doing that to our troops, then the United States government would have went crazy, you know. But it was, you know, it's the whole what's good for us is fine, but not good for you, the two-tier system. Thousands of deaths and adverse reactions deleted from the CDC's VAERS database. The U.S. Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System was created as an early warning system to identify vaccines that may be triggering a higher than expected number of adverse events. Publicly available data clearly reveals that the COVID shots are the most dangerous vaccine ever created, accounting for more injuries and deaths than all previous conventional vaccines combined. Over the last three decades, data analysis Albert Benavides has been analyzing VAERS data since the release of these shots. According to Benavides, at least 10,000 reports of death or serious injury following COVID vaccination have vanished since the rollout of the shots, and they were not duplicate records, which is the common explanation for any removals. About 2% of all COVID jab-related reports are deaths, and about 5% of death-related reports are being deleted. So I guess that would kind of be expected, right? I mean, we're not going to have any transparency, and we're damn sure not going to have anything in the likelihood of any kind of honesty. And I mean, you know, what is really surreal about this is, in light of all the information, you know, not just on RBN or it's easy to find now, but the dangers of this and some of the statistics, the government and the media just marches on. You know, they're trying to get the shot. And I think, you know, we're knocking on the door up there for six-month-olds to five-year-olds who are the least, like, I've not known here living in this rural county in North Carolina, I've not known a single person to ever say that their five-year-old or younger has had the flu in the last this 2 years of this pandemic hoax. Maybe next hour somebody can tell me if they've had, you know, if they've encountered that. Now, here, when they were doing the mass testing and the masses of sheep went down and got tested, you know, because you need to be tested to see if you're sick, because, you know, you're too ignorant to know. And this is, we've got this new sickness that, well, you can be sick and not even know it. Golly. But here they done it. I've talked about that. But, of course, see, what's so crazy is this story can go all of everywhere, and everyone know that it's all just BS or not even reporting the truth, and still won't make a damn about nothing, you know? That's what gets me. Not only that, but these people that are behind this, they're not being in any way took to task. They're not being, I mean, you know, sure, Rand Paul will give Fauci some tongue lashing, and that's about the extent of it. No, they're actually being honored. The people behind this mass death, this kill shot, the clot shot, they're actually being honored as heroes. Let's play Harry Box audio 3, please, Sam. Can we play audio 3? Yeah, BitChute sometimes takes a second to load. Here we go. You can find this on BitChute.
So we have a problem in New York City. There's a New York City police, NYPD, is celebrating the commissioner and the deputy commissioner of intelligence and counterintelligence are honoring Albert Bourla, the CEO of Pfizer. Now, this is a gala, they call it, by the New York City Police Foundation. And this is a part of this new trend towards public-private partnerships. And what that is sort of what they used to call corruption or influence peddling in the past. Now it's a public-private partnership. And there's all manner of possible areas of influence and corruption that exist in such partnerships between, well, billionaires, for example, or billionaire corporations and the police to blue wash the crimes of Pfizer and Mr. Bourla himself. We're going to get into it a little bit. Now, when you go to the New York City Police Foundation website, very little is given up front. You have to find a little button that says financial on one of those pages. And when you open up, you get the annual report. And in this annual report, it gives the name of the people involved, Susan Birnbaum. And we have a bunch of names. I read it. I'm not going to read them all to you here, but it's not important. That what's happening is this Albert Bourla. For anybody who's been following alternative news sites, is being investigated by hundreds of investigators for all the information that is coming out of the released documents that are showing clearly 82% of the women, pregnant women who received the Pfizer jabs, miscarried. 82%, right? And the Pfizer shot is giving people Guillain-Barre syndrome, Bell's palsy, myocarditis. It's killing young children. It's giving them heart inflammation, sudden heart attacks. And we're being told now that heart attacks in children is normal. Well, when we grew up, and I urge the honorary chair of this celebration of Albert Bourla, named Sewell, Ketchet Sewell, and John Miller, to answer the questions, are you aware of all these incidents of children that have been receiving the jabs and who are dropping dead or that are having heart attacks or are having myocarditis, heart inflammation? And don't, and if you're an investigator, right? Well, I hope you're not satisfied when the fact checker comes and says, oh no, nothing to see here, move along. Fact checkers are owned by the same companies that own Pfizer. And yes, you do have to go to real.
All right, we'll cut that right there. You know, it's hard to get a 3-minute clip of Harry Vox where he doesn't get into a profanity race tirade, but I thought that was really interesting. I didn't know that. So these people that are actually eyeball deep in this corruption. And if you remember, if you listen to this broadcast all the time, I can't remember how long ago it was, a couple of months, I was playing the clips where Bourla had not been vaccinated. He was admitting he had not been vaccinated. But, you know, he goes around peddling the vaccine and to the tunes of billions of dollars for the company that he heads up. I mean, you couldn't make this stuff up. And then the New York PD is having a gala in his honor to throw accolades at his feet for the great job he is doing. I mean, the recipe of destruction. I went and bought my truck had a quarter of a tank of gas in it, and I went and bought $90 worth of gas. I don't think I've ever bought $90 worth of gas before. You know, I don't have any big equipment or anything. So I was like, well, you know, at least I'll be full, right? Yeah, three quarters full with $90 and a quarter of a tank to start out with. I mean, it's just, we're pushing $5 here in North Carolina. And, you know, this whole nation wrecking by design. I got to move fast. There's a couple of stories I got to get in, but Clown World segment, 3 Missouri judges have upheld an arbitration ruling ordering Geico to shell out $5.2 million settlement to a woman who alleged she contracted a sexually transmitted disease during car sex. The ruling came down Tuesday. The bizarre court case saga's roots extend back to 2017 when a woman referred in the court document allegedly contracted HPV from a man identified as MB while they engaged in unprotected sex in a Honda Genesis. So she's not responsible for her own reckless actions. She is to get rich off of Geico insurance, which I thought car insurance was so if you got in a wreck, you could fix another person's car or your own car and stuff like that, you know. But apparently it goes quite a bit further than I thought. I wanted to get this in because this is not being reported. One of the largest migrant caravans of all time is now making its way to the U.S.-Mexico border just as President Biden heads to the summit of the Americas. This was a few days ago. The caravan is now 11,000 strong. Departed Chula on the Mexico-Guatemala border, and the group is expected to swell to 15,000. Many come from Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, three countries who rulers have been left out of this week's summit. On Monday, Mexican President Manuel Lopez confirmed that he would not attend the gathering in protest because leaders from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela had not been invited. The caravan is making its way northward as the Biden administration is fighting in court to end Title 42. They're just openly admitting, you know, that they're just busing these people all over the country as the nation wrecking rolls on. Back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our EZ4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC. 417-932-6419.
A Pride Month event at a Dallas gay bar sparked massive social media outrage over the weekend after footage surfaced of children being invited to participate in a drag queen show titled It Won't Lick Itself. The Drag the Kids to Pride event held at Mr.'s Dallas Gay Nightclub. Parents brought their kids along to the morning drag show, which featured men in drag outfits dancing provocatively in front of a It's Not Gonna Lick Itself sign. Beyond simply dressing up in women's clothes, drag queens at the Dallas venue wore a variety of skimpy outfits, including PVC bodysuits and lingerie. Kids attending the event were exposed to stripper culture, encouraged by the parents to hand out dollar bills to the twerking dancers. I mean, you know, I bet you if you took your child to just a strip club, they would arrest you for, like, child endangerment or child abuse or whatever. You know, when I was a kid, there was a charge of contributing to the delinquency of a minor. But in this case, and this is back in, this is the clown world segment for sure, these parents should be arrested for child abuse, child endangerment, and being unfit parents. If you take a child and indoctrinate them into that kind of depravity. So I know all of y'all know that. Police in Spain have uncovered a scam involving more than 2,000 famous people, including top medical personnel and the head of a major pharmaceutical supply company, who illegally bought fake COVID-19 vaccination certificates from a nurse without taking the shot. The shocking revelations are contained in an article published by Euro Weekly News. Amongst those that have been investigated are leading singers, musicians, football stars, business people, politicians, and top medical personnel. Well, Swanee, how about that? How about that? That will never, Euro Weekly News, be reported in mainstream media in America, but I'm not surprised at all. 512-248-8252, 512-248-8252, if you want to join in. Next hour, we're going to take phone calls all next hour. People tend to wait till the end. I kind of pride myself on getting everybody on. Last week, there was two that we didn't get on. So, I wanted to remind everyone, too, I'm going to be out July 2nd. Paul from New Jersey will be filling in. And I got a couple other news stories. But this one, well, you know, the guy that was going to kill Brett Kavanaugh, or at least showing up prepared, they've charged with attempted murder. That story kind of dominated this past week. Actually, they have to call it pride, you know. This is Pride Month, and it's being rammed down your throat. I'm here to tell you, everywhere you look. But that story, the two goobs that took over for Rush Limbaugh, I did hear them covering that. I had a couple emails wanting me to give out the website again on the chemtrail story. Catherine Austin Fitz is in that. You know, she was a Bush cabinet member. Geoengineeringwatch.org, The Dimming. It's on YouTube. Taking phone calls all next hour, 512-248-8252. Back in moments.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.